Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on abundance, using sound to access abundance. That's our intention we'll be holding through the whole show. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things that are happening at the school. Actually, quite a few things this tomorrow, actually. If you happen to be around, we've got the open house and free sound healing workshop from 1 to 6 p.m. at the Institute. We're going to be doing a lot of meditations with sound, with voice, and with bowls, and also Emmanuel will be there doing sound as well. We'll also be doing, Sylvina will be there as well, Sylvina is overflowing with love. We've got some of our instructors. We'll also be talking about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So it's 1 to 6. You don't have to come for the whole thing. You can just come for part of it if you like. We also have next weekend on Sunday, March 22nd, we have the Big Sound of Love concert at Congregation Cherith, which is a huge temple the size of Grace Cathedral, and it's just spectacular. It's built based on sacred geometry, and it's one of those places you walk into and you go, whoa. It's really amazing. And we've got a full range of singers. We've got Suzanne Sterling, who is one of the best kirtan singers on the planet. We've got Liz Addison, who is so profoundly positive and happy and really just an amazing singer. We have Tammy Gosnell. We've got a full range of singers and a 15-person choir that's going to be there as well. And we've got cello player, we've got a flute player, we got a vibraphone player and sax player. We've got tons of crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls, and it's really pretty profound. It's about our eighth concert we've done, and it's really we bring people into a high state of bliss. So if you can make that, there's tickets still available, plenty of tickets online at soundhealingcenter.com/concert. If you just go to soundhealingcenter.com, though, you'll see a link up at the top right corner in purple. And then we've also, another event we have is the Globe Sound Healing Conference, our fifth one, September 11th to the 14th. And we've got Mitchell Gaynor confirmed, who is the main doctor in the field that's using sound healing in his practice for his cancer patients. We have Jill Peirce, who has been around forever and is really one of the most powerful shamanic sound healers on the planet. We have James Oshman, who is a biophysicist, and he talks about how sound works at the biophysical level. And then Jeffrey Thompson, and we just confirmed Eliana, and she's been doing work with not only Hebrew sounds, but also with children with sound healing in various research projects, and also with working with water. And she said that they've figured out how to split the water molecule with sound, which I'm interested to find out more myself as well. So she's been doing it for 30 years. And then there's another 40 other people, including Kevin James, who is coming from Australia to do kirtan. Kevin James is unbelievable. If you haven't seen Kevin James before, do a search on YouTube and look for the video Only One. It's so unbelievably heart-opening. I mean, so many people I've sent it to, they said that they were just in tears watching it. It is just so sweet. He's amazing, and he's going to be here from Australia doing kirtan. It's like I'm more excited about that than anything for the whole conference. So that's, again, September 11th to the 14th. It's at globesoundhealingconference.com. You can sign up. We have an early prepaid deadline, really early prepaid deadline before April 1st for that. We also have our classes coming up starting May 26. We have the sound healing classes and the actual sound healing audio production classes, two separate programs. Both, we have certificate and associate degrees for both of them. We have the 3.5-month program starting May 26, or you can do the summer intensives. For the sound healing program, it's June 7th to the 20th, and that's day and night for 2 weeks straight. And that's half of the certificate, and the other half is in August, or you could do it online for the second half. We set it up so the first half are the classes that are best done at the school. So you could just come for the first half in June, and then the second half you could either come back in August or just do it online. You can do the full certificate and associate degree online as well with live instructors. It works really well, actually. We do a lot of toning and chanting and work on each other, and then you have to practice on your friends and family. And let's see what else we've got. The audio recording classes, not only are the 3-month program in May, starting in May over the summer, but it's also, we've got the summer intensive for audio recording from July 1st to the end of July, if you want to just come and stay. And for the summer intensive for both sound healing and audio, you're welcome to stay at the school, which is only $200 for 2 weeks. And there's no beds, but there are, there's a gym really nearby. Okay, so... you can find all of this at soundhealingcenter.com. Of course, we have the Sound Healing Store with a wide array of crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls and all types of sound healing technologies and sound chairs and sound beds as well. We also have a lot of research that we just posted online now. We have like 60 research projects that we found that we've collated. It's the main library of research for sound healing. If you go to Natural Resonance Center, naturalresonancecenter.com, and click on research, you can find it there. Okay, so again, you can find all that information at soundhealingcenter.com. The therapy center is at soundtherapycenter.com. We do treatments online. And the store is soundoflove.com. Although you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. Our phone number is 415-777-2486. 415-777-2486. Or email is david@soundhealingcenter.com. Or just go online as well. So, today we're talking about abundance. It's interesting. When I think of abundance, the main thing I think about is grounding. Being grounded in your root chakra. Being grounded in your body. So that things can come through. Because based on the law of attraction, if you are in your head or creating any tension or stress or running any non-coherent frequencies, which would be like fear or anxiety or even upset or anger, that's what you're going to attract. So the whole trick is just being clear and grounded so it can come to you, so you're available for the abundance. You know, the number one way that I think of abundance, and we'll do some exercises on grounding here with sound in just a minute, but the number one thing about abundance that I'm really adamant, or that I do a lot, is to think of it as not money or things or anything coming to you so you get it and then you have it, right? but more having it come through you to help others. And a great example of this is the investor that I'm working with that's now funding a lot of our projects. She was actually in Mount Shasta doing a meditation. She used to live there, actually. And she was doing a meditation on just up on the mountain in Panther Meadows, actually. And she got this download about setting up a company that brings in all these different technologies, and it comes through her to help all of the different third world countries throughout Africa and Asia. And now she's getting funded for millions and millions of dollars to do this, because it's not for her to do a cool project or to do something to make her rich or to do something to make her even comfortable, although it's important that we're comfortable so we can do the work. But it's all about getting the money so you can help others. So if you think of it as, instead of getting money or energy or things or even love, you think of it and visualize it as an energetic flow coming into you, through you, and out you to others. Then spirit goes, cool. No ego here. It's just to help others. I'm into that. Spirit says, I'm into that. And it's exactly, you know, it's like, that's exact. I mean, she's getting millions and millions of dollars just by running that type of energy. And that's what I've been doing as well, thinking, okay, how much money can I get to help others? And then do a business plan. Map it out. You don't have to do a detailed business plan, but just map out what it would take to create the trick to creating and manifesting things is the larger resonant field that you create of energy, and you can even expand that field, make it even larger by adding sound to it. But the larger field you create, the more it attracts others and spirit to make it happen. So if you just go, I want to do this project, even to help others. And people go, oh, what are you up to? Well, I got an idea for a project. Well, that's cool. What's the idea? You know, well, the trick is to detail it out. Detail it out in detail. And then build a web page, build a website, you know, that's so easy to do. If you don't know how to do websites at all, you can whatever you do, you could maybe do a trade with someone. There's even people on Craigslist that are actually asking, you know, for trade for different things. You could, I know someone who actually built her whole website on trade by giving massages, actually. And so you find, you get a website built, and now you've got a stronger, bigger, resonant field. So I came up with a whole play, a Cirque du Soleil style play, and I put together a whole website around it. And people said, oh, you know, what are you up to? And I said, well, you know, I did this play among, I told them all the other projects too. I did this play, and you can check it out. I did a 20-minute video demo with music and sound. And so people started going to check it out. And last year, the investor that I found says, I want to fund everything. We want to put it in an installation in San Francisco, in Dubai, in Singapore. And it's because I had that large resonant field created. It wasn't just an idea, it was actually detailed out, and there was cool visuals and stuff, you know. And you can always, if you want to do something, you can always find people to help if it's really a pure intention of helping people. where people see it's not just a cool thing. It's not something they're going to get something out of. They're going to get something out of helping others as well. And that's how basically all of my projects are now being funded. They're starting to send money next week. So it's about a flow. So I thought to do the sound of that flow, to visualize this energy, because money is just energy, coming through you to help the whole world, or as many people as possible, or even a few people. So let's focus on this energy of flow and see what sound comes up. Because again, when you use a sound to amplify or complement the energy of an intention, it creates a stronger resonant field also, which again, spirit goes, I see a bigger light. The bigger the light of intention, the more spirit seems to want to kick in. So see if you can come up with a sound, or just listen to what I do and mimic me, or just listen if you like. Okay, this is full abundance coming through me to help the world. Mm-hmm. Let's play a song now to just help resonate that energy even more. We'll play Awakening and resonate the energy of this flow. Just let it flow through you and visualize it coming full flow through you to others while we listen. Nice. The next part of abundance is the grounding part. Being connected to nature and source. Just being present in your body. It's often about resonating the root chakra, feeling that grounding, because without the grounding, it doesn't seem some reason, it's interesting to think about this, it doesn't seem to tie into the earth and the whole matrix. I don't know why that is, but something about grounding into presence and connection to nature and source. It's kind of like a prayer. And just really being, you can think of it this way, it's like we are God. So it's just being God. Being that God in us, which is a part of everything, and then everything happens in divine flow. It's interesting, as an aside here, it just occurred to me, you know, I've had this thought, who are we to think we can help anybody? Some people say that's all ego. But on the other hand, in the books by Alice Bailey and from a couple other things I've read, they talk about divine will. And that's really interesting because that's all about helping others in alignment with the plan of ascension for everybody. Where there's no ego, it's just what is meant to be. And that's pure transformation and helping. It's sacred caring, sacred caring. So, let's try some grounding here. I'm sorry, let's change that. We're now going to ground completely. We're going to ground completely. I'm going to tune into my root chakra. And if you like, tune into your root chakra as well. We'll make a sound of that root chakra, but feel it connected to earth and nature. Nice. You know, I'd like to play a song now that is about nature. It's the sound of nature. And this is the song of nature. So tune in and connect. Become one with what and who you are. Just a part of nature. Listen now. Thank you. Nice. The final part is basically the same thing we're talking about, but connecting to source energy. Becoming one with the universe, with everybody on the planet. That place that people go to in near-death experiences. Not only where you're one with everything in the universe, but where there's infinite, indescribable love. In that place, manifestation happens like that. It's interesting how different people go to this place of oneness. When you got it down, you just do it. It's just poof, and you're in that zone. But it's interesting. It's hard to explain to people how to do it who haven't done it. You know, it's like there's no words to describe it, really. So I always think of the idea that the more ways you lead a horse to water, the more chances it will drink. One way to access this state of oneness is to use theta frequencies, theta binaural beats, in fact. Because when you're in a state of oneness, your brain actually goes into a rhythm of theta, which is about like this. Which is also the shamanic drumming. It's between 4 and 8 cycles per second. So you can use that rhythm to help get you in that place. But I found the number one thing that helps get people into a state of oneness is tuning in to multiple things at once. Because when you're one with everything in the universe, you are tuned into everything in the universe at once. You're tuned into a gazillion times a gazillion times a gazillion things at once. So the portal is just even to tune into 2 things at once. Or if you tune into multiple things, it's even more powerful. Because you go into this altered state of theta when you tune in to multiple things at once. Normally our brain is only ever focused on one thing at a time. 1 + 1 = 2. But when you go to this oneness, 1 + 1 = 2 is just part of a whole that is floating all around you, that you are a part of. In fact, it's 1 + 1 = 2 is just a teensy little part. So one of my favorite ways is to tune in to all frequencies in the universe. And we've done that quite a few times in other radio shows. But today, let's do it by tuning in to all 7 chakras simultaneously. So, I've got a CD or song to play, which is a chakra-guided meditation. So, it's called Chakra Star or Chakra Journey. And as you go through each chakra is about a minute. Tune into it and feel it. And then hold that chakra as the song goes to the next chakra in the next minute. You'll hear water in the background for the second chakra, a little fire in the background for the third chakra, a little air in the background for the fourth. The fifth chakra has more voice in it. The sixth chakra has more bells in it. And the seventh is just real high frequency tinkly things. So tune in to all chakras simultaneously and go to this place of oneness, where abundance naturally flows through you to help others. We'll listen now. Thank you. So again, we return to that intention that we may all have infinite abundance. No more worry or suffering, infinite abundance, because that is the true essence of who we are. Hold that energy for the rest of the weekend, the rest of the week. Abundance for all, for years to come, and, oh my God, lifetimes. Thanks for listening, and take care.